Monica.
I'm wondering, as a lay person living, trying to live on, committing to other precepts, and then when something, I guess it's a two-part question. One, so this spring, my whole family got lice.
Yeah.
And which I imagine in the nasty community, you don't have hair, so that eliminates that problem.
Yeah.
And so I was sort of, how do we respond to that skillfully?
If, would you start a lice farm? Yeah. You know? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just, I mean, there's some things you have to deal with. Yeah, you just have to deal with it. It isn't one's intention to, you don't start your morning sort of, you know, how many lice can I kill today? You know, it's more like, you know, you have to deal with the reality of certain conditions and do it with this. As a certain sense of that's where that's a sense of seeing the limitation of the human condition and say, oh yeah, even in my with my most well established good intentions to not harm anything. This is part of the human condition that I have to deal with. Yeah, John.
I think there's a line there, though, because we deal with the tiny microscopic black ants, you know. And, you know, taking a joint and mashing them or something is different from, you know, dealing with it in a different spirit.
Yeah, well, there's certain ways that one can deal with it, you know, very consciously, in the sense of and preventing, and using things that actually, you have to use some patience and some experimenting, and. Probably have to research it a lot because it's not that common, but there's a lot of products and ways of doing things that aren't directly just going to annihilate and destroy. Well, yeah, I mean you have to deal with it whether you're a monk or a layperson. So that some of the mixtures of, say, like cinnamon and tea tree oil are really ants don't like it so much, and it's helpful. But it might not work for something else. So then, that's, you know, one of the things that nothing works for is cockroaches.